I suppose in all of my work over the past 13, 14 years, family life has always hinged and entered into elements of my work. And talking with Veritas, they had great success with the Year of Faith album, the Songs of Faith collection that I worked with them. And we kind of, for this big year coming up, considered it was something that kind of was moving within me, shall we say. And when I talked to them and they spoke to me, things came together. So I felt it was very much important not to just focus on liturgical hymns around the family. There was a lot of the material that I'd done over the years that had a lot of messages within family life. Not just the family unit of mother and children and father, but also the broader family, and then the broader family as a community, and then as Christians, as Roman Catholics, but also with our brothers and sisters in the other traditions, that we as Christians, we've got a responsibility to our Father in heaven, and that we are part of a global family in society.
I mean, is it about building relationships?
I think that's very important, to be aware, to be mindful of others, be mindful of our relationships with our loved ones, our dear family members. But very much so in this day and age, they're mindful of the relationship. There's a line in a song that I sing called You Were, and it's included. Do you take your wife dancing or just take her for granted and wonder why she might turn away? And that's the same way for any wives that might not give time. And I'm not thinking, I'm just spending time. There's a lot of time and busy houses and sport and games and trying to fit everything into a week and a day and both parents working. But making the time for each other, it's hugely important. Sharing a meal with the family. But the parents sharing a meal with themselves and talking about things. And it's awful important to stay in touch. And I hope people get that message from the album as well, that these things are part and parcel. The richest man on earth is in it. Doesn't matter whether you've got a million or you just get by. To value the family, you've got the roof over your head and all the kids have been fed. And the woman you love most lies close beside you in your bed. You know, that was the hope within that song. Very family orientated song. And I think that if you've got family happy unities, I think it makes for a far better society.
Yeah. And I mean, we see a lot of family breakdown lately in society. And you've had friends who've broken down. We've all had friends whose families have broken down. You know, so I mean, it seems like modern life puts extra pressure on people.
To be honest, Miriam, within my own relationship with Christine, we're 30 years together. I think we're near 28 years married. Trust me, in that period of time, there's been times that we've had to sit down and talk. My concern would be that in this coming year, that some of these issues won't be necessarily dealt with. I do think these things should be reflected. And that is why a lot of the songs I've put together on this album touch on certain things. It's all very well. We will pray. We will come together. But there's a lot to be learned from the reality of life within our society. And actually, that might could maybe connect people. I'm a believer of, when I record songs, connecting. Yes, record Christian songs. And there's a lot of liturgical songs. But yes, I do think that in our society, the family unit, talking, communicating, forgiveness and kindness, if they're applied within relationships and within families and the broader family life with brothers and sisters, some people might not be talking. So, like, I'm not leaving, it's not just the family unit, any listeners, that I'm thinking very much of the broader family and society and community. But certainly within the immediate family where there's children and parents and couples involved, communication is a complete natural thing, something that we're surrounded by communication. I'm talking to people that across the internet now or on radio, but the communication is there. But sometimes the immediate thing of communicating around the table in the kitchen. And I did actually say something to Father Richard down in Knock one day about from the kitchen, the concept of the kitchen table to the altar, the importance of the family, all in relation to that, coming together and sharing a meal. But also, Miriam, it was something that he said back in the day, they used to have the masses in the kitchen table when there was the tradition of the stations in villages and towns and communities around the place. The importance of the kitchen table and the family and what evolves is hugely for the Catholic Church, and not just the Catholic Church, for all Christian traditions. Because when we pray to our Father and we give thanks at our table, we're praying and bringing him within our family and our family unit.
Yeah. And I mean, you were married very young, so I mean, you would have really pretty much known family life and married life all of your adult life.
We were married about 19. We were together from about the age of 16. You know, we loved each other. And thanks be to God, I think love is also kindness, forgiveness, love, caring, but making the time. So trust me, there was lots of times that there wasn't making of the time, but the reality, every so often you have to have a reality, and I thank God because maybe those little touches of wisdom in life, because none of us are perfect. But I kick off the album with the wedding song, There Is Love, and that is a very important key in relation, and there's lots of life changes in life and that. But
I mean a lot of people know, and especially for yourself getting married young. I didn't get married that young, but even for me, you know, when you have children and you get
God.
Yes, absolutely. But that, you know, I think nobody has any idea of the impact that that's going to have.
Well, I think there is a certain amount, and this is where I think the clergy of the other traditions, I do hope the organisers are extending a hand to the other Christian denominations around the country. I think that would be hugely important, because their clergy have a good understanding, a very intimate, personal understanding of what it is to be in family life. Yes, there is a broad family of community that needs to be recognized. The immediate families of uncles and aunts and nephews and nieces and all of that, that's very important. But if we look at the church, we look at the Holy Family, the family unit that has its ups and its downs, its ins and its outs, its sections, areas of conflict. Conflict has to be reconciled, communication, talking through issues and problems. And I do think the identity, and sadly, there are relationships and there's people, there's parents who are very much tied to their Christian values and their Christian faith. And they're very much troubled by something that's going wrong and seems irreparably are mistakes made within their family life. And I do think it's important for within this year and coming forward that it's not all tied up into the prayer element. Some people are very good at praying. Others are more active in doing and hands-on and doing certain jobs and getting the job done of the reality. There's so much prayer gone into this album, but there's also witness going into it. And that's very, very important for people to get over. Miriam, if you stayed all day praying and doing your job, you have to make time for your family. You have to feed your children. That's the same way. We all can't necessarily think that everything is just going to be conquered by prayer. Prayer is an important part of it. Witness is another important part of it. And giving witness and carrying out that in your daily lives. And I think that needs to be maybe grasped, because there is a lot of overcoming that can be done in families. I hope in this new album, the family collection that is out now, that people will find some element that might reflect not in their own life, but also maybe in one of their family members' lives, that it might strike a chord. And there is liturgical songs in it. We've El Shaddai, we've got Faith of Our Fathers, but there's a good healthy mix of reality of family life in a Christian way.
I mean, music sometimes can reach people in a way, it's another form of communication, and it can reach people sometimes in a way that just a conversation won't.
Well, it's, you know, there is a places in there. People will remember family members when they listen to that song. And they'll also, as a community, there's a lot of hope in it. But there's hard-hitting songs in it as well that kind of give the reality of life, which is you were, or thank heaven for you. And very family-orientated songs, realizing, valuing what we've got. Then there's other songs like Come Follow Me, the Nazarene, Father Eamon O'Connella down in Connemara, that very much, our Lord is just as good today as he was in Galilee. But in that song, he also spoke of his overcoming adversity, losses in his family, but also success of his children growing up and him continuing in life, and has been a great witness and has been a great fruit for the Lord in a lot of the work and the writings that he does. You know, you've got the mix. Liam is in there, Liam Lawton with There Is a Place. And the Wanderer's Prayer, the reflective Wanderer's Prayer, Precious Memories in Giving Thanks, I Will Never Forget You. So the life, does a mother forget her baby, or a woman the child within her womb? you know, yes, even if these forget, I will never forget my own. There's a lot within the track, the 20 tracks, but family is core, family and life, and love and kindness, and, you know, overcoming adversity, and pausing, and maybe that moment of, do you take your wife dancing, or do you take her for granted, and wonder why she might turn away? When was the last time that you put a big smile on your little boy or girl's face? You know, just these little moments that people might think.